What is going on, Colts Nation? Here's Jamal Lawrence. I'm Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast. And let's get right into it. Welcome to the Colts Cast. Hey, the topic of the day is Chris Ballard. Look, everyone saw the LeJarius Sneed news. Everyone has their own opinion on it. We do as well. Let's state the facts. When you look at the AFC South, Indianapolis Colts have the lowest outside free agent signings. Is this bad? Should Ballard be more aggressive? Had the re-signings been great? Jamal, I know you want to talk your talk. Get it off your chest. What is going on? What's great on Chris Ballard right now?
Before I go down that rabbit hole of Chris Ballard, I just want to make sure all y'all hit that like and subscribe button. Make sure you hit it. It's absolutely free. Drop your comments below because I know a lot of people probably have a lot to say about this. So be sure to drop it below. If it's your first time listening, welcome aboard. Second time, third time, 100th time back. Appreciate you coming back. But without further ado, Eric, let's go ahead and get into it because you just asked some great questions. You said, what's Chris Ballard's grade? Oh, that's a heavy one right there. I don't even know if it's appropriate for me to answer that.
Yeah, I don't want everybody to get upset. Talk about Chris Ballard. What's up with Bargain Bin Ballard?
Bargain Bin Ballard has been doing exactly what Bargain Bin Ballard does. I sat back on this thing and told y'all a couple weeks ago when I did an episode. I said, I want everybody to keep that same energy when this doesn't happen. Just keep the same energy. All the people who are blabbering on social media all day long, I can't wait until Ballard does something. Then all y'all going to be saying, Ballard's great. Like I said before, keep the same energy. Never change. Never have changed. Never will change. I feel the same way I would have. And so just off the rip, we got to start with that.
Hey, but now we can go, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. That's one of his best things he's done on the squad. One of the few. Anyway. All right. So we can finally have this conversation, y'all. Ballard performed in typical Ballard fashion. Let another division rival take another game-changing piece right out of his hands. Right out of his hands, y'all. 19 million AAV, maybe just over 19 million. Yeah. Still below 20.
I think it was 19 million on the dot.
Okay, which is still below 20 million. And I'm already annoyed, that people are like, I wouldn't have paid that much. That's too much. Shut up. No, you would have paid that much. Anybody would have paid. You would have been fine to pay Sneed that much money. You would have been. So don't sit here and say that you wouldn't have. We would have paid Sneed that money, and life would have been great, and everybody would have been happy, and people would have been saying Ballard's God's greatest gift to earth. Guess what? Newsflash, people. It did not happen. Ballard. Bruh. And he said, let me go ahead and get let me get the cheapest thing on you got on the menu. And if that means nothing, then that means I'm not doing anything. I'm just not going to do anything, but I will let him go to a division rival, which is what I said. I said, that'll be wild if he goes to the Titans. I said, everything will be fine as long as he does not go to the Titans. Where does he end up? Listen. Yeah. We can sit here and say all day, it's the money this or the small market that, but I think we know there's a larger issue, and it starts with the GM, the general manager, the Chris Ballard himself, guys. And when we think about Chris Ballard and his track record and, what he's done since he's been in Indy, of course, he holds a record of 54-60-1.
Jamal just went out there. But I do want to bring up LeJarius Sneed. I mean, it was a 2025 third-round pick along with the contract. I thought he would be maybe worth a little bit more. Maybe it's because of that knee. But go ahead, Jamal. Talk about Chris Ballard's record.
Oh, yeah. So appreciate you covering that before I dropped out right there. Y'all think my internet got mad. I caught fire. No, I'm just kidding. But Chris Ballard's record since coming to Indy, 54-16-1, 2 playoff appearances, 1 playoff win, 0 divisional titles. And we're well on our way to keeping it at 0. I just want to be crystal clear about that because we can't win titles without having the personnel we need here. 25 out of 32 teams have won division titles since the last time the Colts have. 25 out of 32 NFL teams. 21 out of 32 teams have won multiple playoff games since the Colts have last won a playoff game. That math ain't mathing, y'all. We're in the bottom half of this stuff. And again, I can sit here and tell y'all all day long, listen, maybe this year, maybe next. At what point of an 8-year tenure do you start to say, this is long past done? Like, everything is done. It's over. I don't know what else you want for somebody else.
It's over.
Ballard shouldn't have been here this long. I don't care about the fact that, Luck retired on him. Guess what he did since then? He patched Rivers, Wentz, Ryan, all these people you've patched in there. He said that he thought Wentz was going to be this player for the next X amount of years. Wentz was coming off being sacked the most times in the entire, he was on pace to be sacked the most times when he was with the Eagles that final year. He was scared in the pocket. It was showing every single time, but that was what you wanted because you're going to get a bargain deal on him for that one. So you're going to take that and let that be your future. Shocker. All these things just, it's crazy to me that people still sit around and they say, you know, we'll get him this year, guys. We'll get him. Well, no, stop lying to yourself. The reason why the Colts went from 4-12 to 10-6? 10-6?
9-8.
Or 9-8, I'm sorry. 9-8 this year was because of Shane Steichen. It wasn't because of Chris Ballard. It was because of Shane Steichen, because we had a competent coach. Was Frank Reich the right coach to be in the situation? No. Is Shane Steichen the right coach to be here? Absolutely. Is Chris Ballard the right GM when Frank Reich was here? No. Is Chris Ballard the right GM when Shane Steichen is here? No. That's what it boils down to. Defense has finished 28th in scoring for the second season in a row, and all he's managed to do is re-sign the exact same players and I forgot one, a backup free agent defensive tackle. Now, I know that we have injuries that happen. Injuries happen. Again, I've said this last week when I did my solo episode. Injuries happen. All this stuff happens. And injuries are inevitable. They're going to happen again this year, guys. They're going to happen again this year. So what do you have to tell yourself about that? You have to have more pieces to the puzzle. Don't sit back and say, oh, it'll figure itself out. Because guess what? In January, everyone's going to be sitting here all hurt about this conversation Ballard's going to have where he sits back in his chair with his water bottle doing this right here. All right, next question. All right, you know what, guys? I just want to address the room. It's my fault. I should have done this. I should have done that. He does the classic. It's my fault. You know, we had some things that happen. I got to be better at what I do.
Yeah, how
many times can we hear this again, y'all? I just don't know. And again, you know, I'm sorry that I have to spitball all this stuff to you, but as the more I'm just talking about, the more I'm getting frustrated because it's the same thing every single year. Has Ballard done some good things for this squad? Did he bring Defoe and these other guys? Yes. I understand that. Like, I realize that DeForest Buckner was a great trade. I've never said it wasn't a great trade. I think that all of our re-signs that he did are great re-signs. We need all those players back, but we also need supplemental players on the back end beside that. So I can't sit here continue to sugarcoat.
The last straw for you? Like,
who?
Was Jerry Sneed the last straw for you?
To me, it wasn't. And the only reason why it wasn't is because I sat back and I told as many people as I could that it wasn't going to happen. You need to stop getting your hopes so high. Would it have been cool to have him? Absolutely. But I have watched Ballard year over year over year. I know what to expect and what not to expect. And what I don't expect for him to open up that wallet and pay money, restructure contracts. Oh, well, we gave Shaq so much guaranteed money. Maybe he's afraid to do it again. Guess what? You can restructure contract. You can make more money. I don't know what you got to do. You can do something. You can figure something out. Q has panned out for us with his guaranteed money. Did Shaq pan out with his guaranteed money? No, he did not. But it's one of those situations where you just have – sometimes you have to take a risk. And if you're not willing to take a risk, then you're not going to do it. This is not 1980 anymore. Those football ways don't work anymore. The teams that are getting to the highest level, who are getting to the Super Bowls, who are getting these deep playoff runs. And when I talk about playoff run, Eric, I'm not talking about just an appearance. I'm not talking about I wanting to get to the first round of the playoff just to get waxed. Like I said last year, I don't necessarily like, do I want this team to get to the playoffs? Absolutely. But is that going to be the determining factor? Is this team getting to the playoffs and then getting beat by 40 in the first round? I don't want to see that. I don't want to see just to say, oh, we made the playoffs, but we lost like bad. So I'm sorry, man. I've been talking for like 10 straight minutes.
You want to rest the vocal cords?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, let's talk about it. I don't understand why we have all this cap space and we essentially, we made a lot of re-signings, but it doesn't really mean anything for the Colts. A lot of people were saying that going in, oh, we're top five in cap space, but nothing's going to happen with it. Ballard is too conservative. You know, we went 9-8, and now he's content with signing his own. He's saying, oh, well, we had a winning season. We overachieved. Let's try it again, but with a healthy team. But, like, you know, you brought up the QB carousel we did. We had happen insanity. Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. But then he finally got out of that. He said, all right, I guess I'm on the hot seat now. I got to draft a young QB, right? You know, I don't know when the realization is going to occur that it might be time to acquire some outside talent. Not sure. But I kind of do see why Ballard is playing it easy and in that conservative manner, because look, Shane Steichen, like you said, has balled out, right? Mm-hmm. He had a hand in that hiring.
Mm-hmm.
We saw flashes of Anthony Richardson before he got injured. There's upside there. So he's tied to those two individuals. If they are successful, Chris Ballard is going to stay. I'm sorry.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. If those two stay successful, Richardson is kind of pending, but Shane Steichen, we've seen his mastermind ability as a head coach. Unless they fail, he's not going anywhere. So, you know, I see like Ballard is not on a hot seat. He won't be at least until like probably next season, if anything. Like we got to give our quarterback time to develop, especially he had a short tenure last season. And we got to get some building blocks around him. But I believe, you know, with the Snead situation, Chris Ballard paying a 27-year-old corner with that potential lingering knee issue, you know, he's got to pass a physical. And $76 million over 4 years, you know, it seems like he's giving out these three-year deals, things like that. $19 million AAV, that's making him one of the highest-paid cornerbacks in league history and currently. Like, that's a top-five contract, I believe. Maybe the Colts didn't view him as a top-five, top-ten cornerback. That could be exactly it. Because that's the amount you give to a top corner. Like, you look at the contracts that you got Denzel Ward, Marshawn Lattimore, Marlon Humphrey, Trayvon Diggs, Jair Alexander, Jalen Johnson's playing on that franchise tag. I mean, these guys are studs. So Snead is getting paid like a stud. So this is going to be a moment, I believe, we look back on, depending on what Ballard does the rest of free agency. Like, we still have time. We talked about it last episode. There are some veteran corners he could sign. He could go that route. But if Snead delivers in Tennessee, this will be one of the biggest black marks against Ballard's record. You've already talked about it, Jamal. All the negatives that have come with Ballard. I'm trying to shed light on both sides. But, you know, if Snead turns up, like, if Snead plays like a top five corner and we had the chance to get him and he stays healthy, this is going to be a 2020 hindsight thing we look back on and say, wow, Ballard, you couldn't get it done. But on the other hand, what if Snead is not healthy? What if he doesn't play like a top five corner, top 10 corner? So then we're like, oh, wow, Ballard made the right move by not signing him. So, like, I guess it goes both ways. You know, I just know that this defensive back room needs help.
Mm-hmm.
And if they play poorly again and he doesn't do anything to address in the draft, I don't know how he doesn't at this point in time that we didn't get Snead. We haven't gotten any other corners. I don't know how we don't take a cornerback in the first round. I sincerely, like, every mock draft I'm going to do, it's going to be a corner. I don't see how we maybe Brock Bowers, maybe, if he's available. But, like, the wide receiver class is deep. You go wide receiver in the second. You take an elite corner, which is right now my top two corners are Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell. You take one of those two at 15. I think there's no question about it right now. But I will say, like, it as a Colts fan, like, if our biggest sign-in is Raekwon Davis or Joe Flacco, I'm just like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing? We had all that cap space. What are we doing? We're letting Julian Blackmon go. What's going on? So I have to be optimistic and hope he's cooking up something that, like, I'll even take a veteran corner, man. But, like, something. No safety sign. No corner sign. Nothing's been addressed in the secondary.
He addresses everything in the draft. That's what he does. And we'll just play with the young core. He's obsessed with the young core and keeping a young core, an experienced young core, which is fine for five, six years down the road. But the initial shock factor of having one of the youngest squads out there, it's the same thing when you watch basketball. When you watch teams like the Houston Rockets or these guys who have the average age is like 20, 21, they look like children playing out there because they haven't got to the point to where they are, where they need to be of experience. You know what I mean? You still have to have vet presence and experience presence, but I don't know what he's going to do.
I will say there are some stud corners that have, like, rookie year that have come out the draft and been solid. Devin Witherspoon last year, really good. I would say Sauce Gardner. That's a big anomaly, because if you redid that entire draft, I would take him number one overall. Players like that, if you can hit on and you know they're cute CB1s, lockdown corners, mm-hmm. that would be awesome. Now, you know, I at this point, I would have rather had L'Jarius Sneed. We know what he is. We know how he's played. He's been good. Has he been really good? That's yet to be seen, in my opinion. But you take that guy, and then you draft best player available in the first round. But nope, going to Tennessee is I think the worst thing that could have happened to us. Like, if he would have went to, like, the NFC, cool. But I mean, this man is in our division now.
And I think that's the biggest thing that, like, kind of teed me off with all this. So I guess when you asked me if Sneed was the breaking point, it's more so of just watching every other team around our division continue to stack up and get better, because they're playing for right now. They're playing for right now. They want to win right now. They don't want to win next year or the year after that.
And we should be wanting to win right now. We were 9-8 with Gardner Minshew and a mm-hmm. bunch of suspensions and injuries. Mm-hmm. But yeah, AFC, Houston Texans, Joe Mixon. Danico Autry, Daniel Hunter, they're building around CJ mm-hmm. Stroud and new head coach D'Amico Ryans. They signed a cornerback, Jeff Okuda. The Jaguars, they picked up some players, not as heavy, but Arik Armstead. They re-signed Josh Allen, I believe, or they gave him a franchise tag. Either way, they retained him.
Yeah.
Gabriel Davis. And then the Titans, they are actually loading up. And I believe that's after firing their head coach,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy. Tony Pollard, Calvin Ridley. We already talked about L'Jarius Sneed. They signed another corner. I can't even pronounce his name. Shadobi. But my point is, like, yeah, we're seeing everybody in our division make some outside signings. It's like impactful ones. And mm-hmm. we're sitting here. We're like, yeah, let's get Danny Pinter back. We got our guys. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a splash free agency. It never seems like that for the Colts. And I think that's what we're here to tell you guys and everyone that's listening, that I don't know. Bargain Bin Ballard is starting to wane on me, at least. And yeah. Jamal, it's been cooking in his brain for a while now.
For years. Not months, not days, not weeks, not minutes, not hours. For years.
So I think this is a come to Jesus episode. Something. But Jamal, you got anything else to talk about with Chris Ballard?
No, that's it for me, man. I know people are tired of hearing me yell about him.
No, I think a lot of people are going to be interested in this. They're going to be interested in your soliloquy at the beginning. I thought it was nice. Hey, look, let us know. Look, we're 19 minutes in, 18 minutes in. If you're still listening, let us know what you think. If you are on YouTube, what your thoughts about on Chris Ballard. Can you give him a grade? Who do you wish he would have signed? Things like that. We got a lot to talk about. This offseason is fun, and we got a month away until the draft. Like, there's a lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hey, that's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We're live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. And we'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Later.